Wabtec and Progress Rail settle antitrust lawsuit. In a move that brings closure to a long-standing dispute, Progress Rail and Wabtec have settled their antitrust lawsuit. The two companies agreed to put an end to allegations that Wabtec engaged in anti-competitive measures after its acquisition of GE Transportation in 2019. This settlement is a significant development in the rail industry, as it demonstrates the importance of fair competition and cooperation among suppliers. The dispute centered around Wabtec's $11 billion acquisition of GE Transportation in 2019, which created a dominant market position in diesel-electric long-haul freight locomotives and components. Progress Rail claimed that Wabtec abused its power through exclusionary tactics, such as restricting data flow for compatibility, imposing costs on rivals, and making false statements about Progress Rail exiting the market. These actions allegedly harmed competition and consumers. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court of Delaware in 2023 and initially included antitrust claims. However, the court dismissed these claims in 2025, allowing breach of contract allegations to proceed. The settlement brings an end to this dispute, which has significant implications for the rail industry's competitive landscape. Wabtec and Progress Rail operate as major suppliers of long-haul freight locomotives and cab components to Class I railroads and other customers. Despite the allegations, both companies acknowledge that they have been and remain suppliers of these products. This acknowledgement highlights the complexity of supply chains in the rail industry, where multiple parties are often involved. The settlement is a reminder that antitrust laws are crucial for maintaining fair competition in industries like rail transportation. The rail industry's competitive landscape can be complex, with various players vying for market share and customer loyalty. This dispute underscores the need for companies to prioritize cooperation and transparency in their business practices. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed, but both parties have acknowledged that there is no admission of liability. This suggests that neither company has conceded any wrongdoing or made any concessions related to the allegations. Instead, they have chosen to resolve the dispute through a mutually agreeable arrangement. As the rail industry continues to evolve, it is essential for companies like Wabtec and Progress Rail to prioritize fair competition and cooperation. The settlement of this lawsuit serves as a model for how these issues can be addressed in a constructive manner, promoting a more competitive and innovative industry. The impact of this settlement will likely be felt throughout the rail industry, with suppliers and customers alike taking note of the importance of fair business practices. As companies navigate complex supply chains and competitive landscapes, it is crucial that they prioritize transparency and cooperation to ensure a level playing field for all parties involved. In conclusion, the settlement between Wabtec and Progress Rail marks an important milestone in promoting fair competition and cooperation in the rail industry. By resolving this dispute through a mutually agreeable arrangement, both companies have demonstrated their commitment to maintaining a competitive and innovative industry.